Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very excited about our show today.
Well, we're talking about Stomp Clap Hey.
It's so perfect. I mean, the naming of the genre was from, well, it's a meme now, just from an Instagram post, like with a picture of a dude with his old-timey mustache, his man bun, his suspender, saying, "Don't you remember this music? It was awful. We all hated it." And so, A, seeing a genre being named in real time with a meme, and then it actually, we all watched the genre happen, rise and fall in real time, 2009 to sort of 2012. And so, you know, we're getting to observe history.
It was a short-lived epidemic, but it felt so big at the time. Like, do you have any idea why it took off that much?
Oh my goodness, I have watched it so that you don't have to. All sorts of people were trying to relate it to, like, oh, it was a period of happiness and joy post 9/11. It was, and I think there's no sociological reason. I think it was fun, good, happy music, and it became corporate. So it did start out, you know, people using old-fashioned more sort of instruments like banjos and mandolins and acoustic guitars. It had a good sing-along choruses, it was upbeat, you know, it was associated with, you know, rustic aesthetics, some hipsters, but then it got used for sort of insurance companies, advertising, it became corporate coffee shops. So, you know, it just, I guess, happened in a shorter time than we've seen other genres, and I guess we just all watched it. But you know what, I'm gonna predict that, yes, you're gonna cringe, but you know what? The songs are actually kind of good if you think about song construction.
Okay, all right.
Wow, okay.
So you're taking it back to, like, just bare musical bones, like, no prejudice.
Yeah, the time. I think at first you'll go, you know what, that was a good song if you take away all the other stuff. So let's start with Some Nights by Fun, 2012.
I have very, very firm memories of this being on the iPod Touch I shared with my sister. And I hated it then.
Oh my goodness.
I kind of can't believe we're playing this on the radio.
So build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off. But I still wake up. I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for.
I feel like we're going to have to perform some sort of exorcism after this. For sure.
Well, yeah, it was used in ads, movie trailers.
Yep.
But, you know, some people liked it for funerals.
Really?
What?
Sort of morning songs on your way to work. Well, yeah, the video was actually sort of about young men in the Civil War, and so it sort of, you know, it made people sort of feel, you know, like a kid in the army, in the military, and
okay. Someone, we've had a text. They named themselves Fun in a last ditch attempt to inspire something their music couldn't create.
Awesome.
Which I think, you know, that's quite a highbrow insult. I love our listeners for that. Yeah, this is peak snobs.
Think about sports montages.
Yep.
Oh, Glee, being on, you know, being covered on Glee.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, my God. Glee. So Glee is like final boss of boom. What is it? What is it? Stomp, clap, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And just where any songs go to die, you know?
Yeah. Yes, yep. Glee is kind of the final resting place. But it kind of holds a very special place in my heart, Glee. Okay, you were.
Well, that's right. So I think it is related to the age thing, too. You know, like people who were in high school when this music was out,
yeah,
now we'll have a nostalgia about it.
Well, that's the thing. Even when you sent through the tracks for us to choose from, I saw this some nights and I was like, yep, I remember that being on the iPod.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, oh, I don't remember enjoying it at the time, but hey, we all know I was a weird kid listening to cowpunk.
Well, that's right, because that's the irony, is people saying, why would a real hipster listen to this? A real hipster would listen to obscure music. This was not that thing.
Remember what a craze it was, and then kind of the hipster trend itself got commercialized, and then it was in every kind of home goods store. You could buy a pillow with a mustache on it, and I think that's when it died. Right, what's our next track we're going to have a chat about?
Oh, this is me just as bad. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, Home. And, So we've got Whistling.
I remember this being, I think it was TV One. I think it was their ID track for a while.
So it all became so corporate.
Yeah, it really did. Okay, let's have a listen to this.
Okay, okay, let's. Not the way that I do love you. Well, holy, holy, real vibe. You're the apple of my eye. Girl, I never loved one like you. Man, oh man, you're my best friend. I scream it too. There ain't nothing that I need. Well, hot and heavy, pumpkin pie. Chocolate candy, Jesus Christ. Ain't nothing, please be more than you. Oh, let me go home.
Dumb clip, hey!
Yep, there you go.
There's a lot of hey ho.
Various of the songs. Some have the clap, some have the stomp, some have the hey, some have the trifecta.
Yeah. And that's a perfect example of the Holy Trinity in action. Right.
But people use this for proposals, and then now people using it for funerals. You know, my dad or my loved the song, my husband loved the song, and like.
Mm.
But it has been voted in many places as the worst song ever written.
Wow. Okay. Yep, I can see that. I think if someone
brutal.
If someone proposed to me to that song, I would say no. I think yeah. I think we'd have a long break.
But then you can have a rustic wedding.
To be honest, I did say to
craft beers and man buns.
I did say to Rosetta off air, I said, man, this is making me feel like an overpriced coffee. Like, this is making me feel like paying too much for a coffee right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, Beardcore, Etsy Core. Remember that?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Tumblr. Yep. It's very like Tumblr-esque.
Yes.
Bonnie Vere was also a victim.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, so they're saying there was some good, you know what I mean? Like, there's some of it good, some of it bad, you know. Or, it doesn't matter, people just say, I loved it, you know, at that time.
I mean, Mumford & Sons, they're still touring. They came to New Zealand, or they're coming to New Zealand, alongside Folk Bits Trio.
My gosh.
Which is a great band that we actually like. Yeah, but they're still touring. So obviously there's still like an appetite. I don't know if it's nostalgia.
I like that, an appetite.
Yeah. There's still people who will, you know, eat up a Mumford & Sons album, and that's okay.
Yep.
It feels very youth group.
Hey, some people are enjoying the positivity on their way to work.
Someone said, I think of Ponsonby Road Urban Lumberjacks. And that's so right.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
What do they need that ute for?
I always think of, this music makes me think of a cajon drum.
Okay. You know, like the box that people sit on?
Oh, I know. I
feel like some youth group out there is playing a cajon drum and singing Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
And
you're
know what? Right. They're probably a lot happier than most of us.
That's right.
Maybe you need to be completely unjaded to enjoy this music.
Or just deluded.
Yeah. Well, this last song's going to kind of, I don't know, sort of maybe have more perspective and change that. And I saw this on a list and I thought it was an awesome sort of thought. So this is a song from 1970 from a, air quotes, folk duo, Simon and Garfunkel. And some people think this is the grandpappy. Stump clap, hey.
Oh, I reckon it is, for sure.
Yeah, okay, yep, I can see it now. Well, okay, we're going to end with this. Thanks so much, Kirsten. It's been a real journey.
Yes. Hope everyone sings along in their car.
Oh, Kirsten, I love your positivity, your radiant positivity in the face of adversity.
Yes.
Which is stomp, clap, hay music.
That's right.
Have a great weekend, Kirsten, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right.
Bye. Yes, that is Simon and Garfunkel on 95BFM. Don't be alarmed. Travelling Tunes today with Kirsten was talking about Stomp Clap Hey.
Yes.
A real epidemic.
Hey, I brought my guitar to the party. Do you want me to just start strumming?
Just any old guy with like a man bun, 3/4 length pants and invisible socks.
And look, if you were one of those people, that's okay.
I hope you've reformed.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be okay. I just feel, you know, a first date and they take you home and start playing the guitar at you.
And they will give you chlamydia.
100%.
That's the clap and stop clap, hey. And they've got a pine tree tattoo.
Mm.
Or a tattoo of a silhouette of the forest.
100%. Yeah,
yeah. And they wear a feather in their stupid man bun.
Oh, the early 2010s. What a time.
What a time to be alive. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to be back and really pull things back into line in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll chat with Ellie Surf about what's happening out in the waves.
Yep.
For you hipsters listening who want to go for a surf this weekend.
This is how we brew it, your last chance to win organic blend beans. And we also are having a chat with Tyron.
Mm. Yes.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.